Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Well, it's mud season in our neighborhood, and since the spring political season is also in full swing, all the mud is not on the ground. Here in Maine, we have a governor who refuses to release voter-approved bond money for conservation unless the legislature changes a decades-long law about how much timber can be cut on state lands, apparently putting his will before the will of all the people of the state who voted on the conservation bond issue, while at the same time claiming that he's executing the will of all the people. A real head-scratcher, that one. Meanwhile, down in Washington, General Petraeus, convicted of handing over piles of classified information, including the names of secret operatives, to his mistress, gets 2 years probation for his transgression, while Bradley, now Chelsea, Manning, gets 35 years in jail. Meanwhile, within a few days of this slap-on-the-wrist sentence, the Department of Justice, an agency name which some commentators are beginning to put in quotation marks, continued the Obama administration's unprecedented prosecutions of those, well, unless they're generals, who leak information. The administration is asking for a 24-year sentence, for example, for Jeffrey Sterling, another former CIA agent, who talked with a reporter about a botched plan which apparently involved trying to sell apparently phony nuclear plans to Iran. In the words of the founders of this country, the United States will be a country of laws, not a country of men. We hope that they are somehow still resting in peace. So what does all this have to do with Realms Electronic, you may ask? Well, in this muddy political season, Congress is up to some sleight of hand which affects us all in the electronic realm. Regular listeners may recall that Section 215 of the Patriot Act is set to expire on June 1, 2015. This is the portion of the Patriot Act that's been used as a justification for the NSA to gobble up information about every cell phone call you make, every email you send or receive, every web search you make. You get the idea. And keep that information for at least 5 years. In the wake of Edward Snowden's revelations about this kind of NSA behavior, there have been several commissions formed to look into the government's vacuuming up of essentially unlimited information about all citizens, absent any suspicion of wrongdoing. The reports of all of those groups, including one whose members Mr. Obama handpicked, have said that this kind of government surveillance is unwarranted and should either be curtailed, controlled, or eliminated altogether. But as often seems to happen in Washington, especially with the current cast of characters down there, nothing happened. So those who feel that living in a police surveillance state is not the best way to live started organizing to oppose the renewal of Section 215 of the Patriot Act, at least in its present form. Those folks looked forward to being able to submit comments and to testify to the relevant congressional committees about their concerns and point out the harm that this kind of surveillance does to the U.S. economy, to the U.S.'s status in the world, to personal freedom, and some would say, to the soul of the United States. So, if you're a senator and are concerned that there's going to be a lot of opposition in public committee hearings about a bill you're sponsoring, what do you do if you don't want to hear from those who oppose your bill? More precisely, what do you do if you're Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, who's opposed all prior bills introduced, such as the USA Freedom Act, that would have, even in a tiny way, limited the NSA's currently near total surveillance of Americans? Well, of course, you quietly introduce a reauthorization bill and take advantage of a seldom used Senate rule called Rule 14, which allows a bill to bypass committee hearings. That way, you don't even have to put cotton in your ears to keep from hearing those that you don't agree with. You just don't give them a chance to talk, period. Nonetheless, the passage of this bill is not a done deal, and the more that people have a chance to find out what's going on, the better chance they'll have to express their opinions to the people who are supposed to be representing them in Congress. Anyone who uses the internet, who uses a library, who has a bank account, who makes phone calls on any kind of phone, has a horse in this race because Section 215 can authorize the government to access any business record of any type, often without a warrant, and certainly without the type of oversight that the Fourth Amendment to our Constitution demands. Mr. McConnell's bill would extend the authorization of the Patriot Act's Section 215 in its present form for another 5 years. The bill in question is S-1035. Quote, a bill to extend authority relating to roving surveillance, access to business records, and individual terrorists as agents of foreign powers under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978 and for other purposes. End quote. Note here that although the bill title mentions terrorists, it's currently being used by the NSA to authorize surveillance of all of us. And some folks get a little concerned when laws contain language like, quote, and for other purposes, end quote. Mr. McConnell cannot pass the bill by himself. So if you have an opinion on the subject, a phone call or email to your senators and congresspeople might be a good idea, and soon, especially because both main senators are on the Senate Intelligence Committee. And lest we think that this is the only bill in Congress at the moment that will affect our use of cyberspace in a big way, the House has recently passed the reassuringly named Protecting Cyber Networks Act. Reassuringly named, but perhaps not so reassuring in the details for those who use the internet. But time is up today, so we'll have to take a look at this potential wolf in sheep's clothing right here on a future edition of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.